Giancarlo drives the ball high and deep to left. This is a no-doubter. And a ball lined and caught by Echeverria.
The Marlins Hot Stove Show with Kyle Seeloff is on. 940 Wins.
Here's the pitch.
Miami Sports.
And Yelich drives a ball high and deep. Center field. Going back, Venable. Up, up, and away. It's gone.
Hot Stove edition number 5 this evening. Great to be back with you on 940 Wins at iHeartRadio.com. I'm Kyle Seeloff with you for the next 45 minutes. Mike Lekomiak is with us as always in the control room. Good show coming your way tonight in just a couple of minutes. Marlins third base coach Lenny Harris will join us over the phone. That'll be fun to chat with Lenny, pick his brain a little bit about being a third base coach in the big leagues. And my guess is that many of you, including myself, really don't know what it takes to do the job and what responsibilities come with being a third base coach in Major League Baseball, so that'll be fun. Looking forward to that in just a couple of minutes. Coming up shortly after we get done with Lenny, we'll dive into the Marlins coaching staff a little bit. You'll hear from last Friday, Marlins president David Sampson, president of baseball operations Michael Hill, and new Marlins manager Don Mattingly discuss the move to bring arguably the greatest hitter ever, Barry Bonds, to Miami to serve as the Marlins hitting coach this season in 2016. Bonds fielded questions from the media on a conference call on Friday. I'll be sure to let you hear some of those questions and answers as well. Well, the hot stove heating up. The winter meetings beginning in Nashville today. We've seen some moves already. The Dodgers assembling a lethal bullpen out west, acquiring Aroldis Chapman from the Reds earlier this morning. Last week, David Price got his money and headed to Boston, where he'll join the Red Sox starting staff this upcoming season. And what the heck is the latest on Jose Fernandez? Jason Stark of ESPN, among other reporting today, the Marlins have had discussions with the Dodgers about Jose. No matter what way you slice it and dice it, if Jose were to get dealt this week or this winter, you can be sure that'll be a blockbuster deal because he's going to cost a pretty penny. I can only imagine what the Marlins would get in return. So we'll stay up to date on all of that. Heck, who knows? We'll keep an eye on Twitter while we move along here tonight and see what else happens out there during this crazy week of madness known as the winter meetings taking place in Nashville until Thursday. Don't forget, if you missed any of our weekly Hot Stove shows, head to marlins.com/podcasts or the Marlins Hot Stove page on marlins.com every Tuesday, and you'll have each and every show available to you in just a couple of clicks. We'll chat with Marlins third base coach Lenny Harris in just a minute or two, but first let me fill you in on what's taking place at Marlins Park in the near future. In addition to 2016 Marlins ticket plans, whether it's a family celebration, a networking event, or a fundraiser for your organization, a Marlins Group sales rep can help arrange that group outing at Marlins Park in 2016. Call the Marlins Group Sales Department today, 305-480-2523. Again, that number, 305-480-2523, or email groups@marlins.com. And the Miami Beach Bowl returning to Marlins Park Monday, December 21st, 3 weeks from today. The second annual Miami Beach Bowl will feature the South Florida Bulls of the American Athletic Conference against the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers out of Conference USA. For more information on tickets and potential matchups, go to MiamiBeachBowl.com. Well, so there you have it. Football in 2 weeks from today. A lot coming up at Marlins Park. And don't forget to start planning for the 2016 season. A lot of great packages and plans are available now. Let's bring them on. Joining us over the phone tonight, Marlins third base coach, one of the, if not the greatest pinch hitters the game's ever seen, Lenny Harris. Lenny, we appreciate the time tonight. How's the offseason going?
Pretty good so far. Pretty good.
Well, most importantly, before we chat a little baseball, how's the golf game, Lenny?
Oh, it's going good. It shot 82 today, so I don't feel too bad.
Well, the weather's nice, too, and hopefully it didn't rain on you. But, Lenny, the winter meetings are this week. As fans, we love them. There's so much action that takes place, but as a player, during your playing days, I wouldn't ask you if you hated the week, but at any moment the phone could ring and they could say, hey, you're going here, you've been traded, this and that. Is it just something as a player you have to learn to deal with, you know it's part of the business, or did you really dislike a week like this?
I usually get a little nervous for some guys that feel like they're on a trade market or something like that. But I just think that all you can do is sit back and see what happened. You know, you just can't pretty much force anything these days. You know, just sit back and just let it flow. Because if you start worrying about getting traded and things like that, it can bother you for getting yourself preparation to get ready to start your season.
Did you ever get dealt during the winter meetings, Lenny, or get picked up in free agency during this week?
Well, During the off season, I've been traded and things like that, and pretty much kind of bothered me at times because the first place I was at Cincinnati, and I was really kind of upset because I love playing in Cincinnati because sure. That's where I started playing at. But, you know, things happen for a reason. I went to L.A. and spent 3 to 4 years there and had some of the best baseball in my life.
Lenny, before we chat about the coaching staff you'll be on this season, I'd like to chat with you about your personal coaching career. First and foremost, Lenny, when you were a player, did you know you wanted to coach post-baseball, or was it something that just fell into your lap? Can you give us that story and kind of that backdrop as to how you got into coaching?
Well, I kind of pretty much, when you sit there and watch a lot of ball games, you see a lot of moves been made, and I've been sitting there for 17 years pretty much. So you pretty much understand the game as it goes on. Pretty much matchups and, you know, who you're going to face here. Should I double switch here or there? I might lose a player there. But you always want to feel like you still have a chance to win a ball game, especially with your role player. So you have to pretty much put that in perspective. You know, sometimes you don't want to pitch hit for a guy here and there and give him another opportunity to try to win a ball game or keep a pitcher, keep your bullpen leash for not burying them so much. So you want to see if you can force a guy to go another inning or two and things like that. But it always came to me that one day I would be in that situation.
Let me ask you this then, Lenny. I mean, as a professional athlete, when you were playing, guys are always setting goals for themselves. As a coach on a coaching staff in Major League Baseball now, have you set a personal goal for yourself that you can share with us? Do you ultimately want to manage a Major League Baseball team?
Well, I always put things in perspective because Jim Leland always told me that, you know, you have the platform, what you want to do, but it's up to the players to contribute for you, because I never threw a baseball, I never caught one and things like that. You always told me that you always had to get your players ready to play. So that was one thing that I was really thinking about because, you know, in our perspective, in our years, we always wanted to win, regardless how the baseball turned out. You know, there's so much stuff that's going around, you know, social media and all this kind of stuff. So it kind of get in guys' face a little bit where they lose their concentration, their focus a little bit. We didn't have that much, you know, to do when we was coming up. You know, we didn't have all the things that's going to keep us, you know, keep us in mind and just keep rolling on and getting into any other expectations. So we was concentrating on what we had to do. The guys today, they have so much things to do now. They come into a film room where you can watch the guy pitch.
Sure.
You can watch him from his last start. It's so much stuff that's going on right now. So much information in the game. And all it does is takes a little time for you to go in there and figure it out and see what's going on.
Since you've started your coaching career in professional baseball, Lenny, let me ask you this. What's the most challenging part? Because one thing I've always wondered from a media perspective is how a coach deals with so many different personalities. And that doesn't mean to say that they're bad personalities, but from your experience in clubhouses, there's a lot of players in a clubhouse on a daily basis. What's been the most challenging part for you?
Well, I think that you have to pretty much mingle with your players. You have to know what they're feeling, what they're thinking about at times. Once you start relating that information with your players and getting to know them, you know, I think it's a good idea because you don't know what a guy might be feeling that day. He might be having a little bad day at home and things like that. So the coaches, the managers always want to be a part of his life too. He wants to make sure that he's comfortable. He don't feel like anything is bothering him. But I think that's so much important now today than it was back when I pretty much played, because you have to perform to stay in the big leagues. And that's a big quote now, because now you can play, you can get hurt, and then come back and get your job.
Right.
So when I played, if you got hurt, you might not come back and get your job no more. So
Yeah. It's
a big perspective of the game today. So I try to tell guys, hey, when we're practicing and things like that, just get yourself ready to perform just for tonight. You know, take it one step at a time, one day at a time. And go from there.
Absolutely. Marlins third base coach Lenny Harris joining on the Marlins Hot Stove Show this evening. Lenny, you're set to return to this staff in 2016. We'll talk about some of the other coaches that will be joining you in just a couple of minutes. But your position as a third base coach in Major League Baseball, if you would, tell us a little bit about that position and what all it entails. I don't think many people know about it, Lenny, which is why I want to ask you, because people always see the guy at third waving the guy home, but they just don't know how much goes into the position and at coaching the third base.
It's almost like a six-man in basketball. You got to know what's going on. You got to relay messages. You got to send messages to the players and make sure they understand what's going on. Whatever Don wants me to do, I have to pretty much make sure the player understands what's going on in situations. You know, it might be a hit and run here. There might be a chance where we might want to squeeze or something like that. So I always make sure the players always understand where I'm coming from, because I make the signs just as simple for them to get than to make it harder for them so they can understand. Just play the game like you're capable of playing. But always pick me up when you're not sure about anything, and I will start repeating signs back to you so they can understand what's going on. But it's almost like pretty much backing the airplane up. You got to see the eyes behind their head. You got to let them know what they can do, what they can't do. And right before the game, I'll go around and ask the players how your legs feel. You feel like you can stretch them a little bit today? And, you know, Yelich and the big guy, Giancarlo, they will let me know how they feel. So I'm not out there to make sure they get hurt. Right. I just want to protect them at all times.
One of your jobs as well, and people, fans that are in the ballpark or watching at home, see this on a nightly basis, Lenny, is your ability to make split-second decisions. And maybe this derives a little bit from your playing days, but you know, how have you learned to make those split-second decisions when there's a guy on second and one out and there's a line drive to center field and you've got to make your mind up on a dime if you're going to send this guy to go home or hold him at third? Did that help you from your playing days, kind of learning to coach third base?
Yeah, definitely. Donaldson was one of the favorite guys that I liked when I was in Colorado, too. So I learned so much by watching him and talk to him a little bit about it. And he's always telling me, get down the line so you can see the whole field. And make sure when the ball is hit at the outfield, or right at him, that's a hard judgment. So you have to keep sending a runner and see if he'll bobble it or if he comes up with it clean. But if there's a ball in the gap to his right or his left, then you have some decisions to make, too, because some guys just can't throw from moving to their left to their right. But I watch a lot of film on outfielders and stuff before the game, especially when you have to get to the ballpark at 12 and 1 o'clock to watch videos on outfielders. You know, it makes my job much easier.
And along those lines, Marlins third base coach Lenny Harris joining us on the Marlins Hot Stove Show this evening. Lenny, I was going to ask you how much work goes into the position, how much film you got, but you mentioned you get the ballpark 7-8 hours early on a daily basis. And we're going to talk about some of your coaches in just a second. But for you personally, how do you see things changing this season, Lenny? Because you are primarily going to be the third base coach. I would imagine that's going to allow you a lot of time to maybe even watch more film, get acquainted to teams that you'll be playing.
Yeah, definitely, especially for the new teams. I pretty much got a folder that I keep from the teams that we played from last year. So maybe it's a new outfielder that might be required that I don't have any film on them or things like that. But we also got people like Lorenzo Bondi there, was a third base coach for the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. So we got so much help on our coaching staff. It's like really unbelievable. It's not pretty much with Tim Wallach there to help out. So the job is pretty much easier than it would be last year for me with no problem.
Speaking of that coaching staff, Lenny, it's been an exciting offseason thus far. A new coaching staff has been assembled. Let's start with Don Mattingly. How much are you looking forward to working with Donnie Baseball? And do you have a prior relationship with him at all, whether that was your playing days or coaching days at all, Lenny?
Yeah, my coaching days, I spent like 3 years of coaching with the Dodgers in the organization, so I've always been in big league camp, you know, talking with Don and see what he's thinking about and things like that. And he has a great baseball mind, and it's good, especially for the young kids, because Don loves to teach. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that he loves to do. He loves to teach. You're never going to see him in one spot. You know, he's always moving around, teaching. And, you know, when I first seen him when he came back to when he was with the Dodgers and I was there, I always called him Donnie Baseball because he's always teaching. He's always working and things like that. So which is fun about the game, and once the kids get to really know them, they're going to start loving it.
Yeah, Tim Wallach's going to be on the bench. Juan Nieves will be the pitching coach for the Marlins. A couple of guys you're very familiar with, Frank Menachino and Perry Hill, will be back on the staff this season. Of course, Lenny, the big news last week, the announcement that Barry Bonds is going to join the staff here in Miami. I would imagine for players and coaches alike, that's pretty exciting.
It should be, especially for the players, because when he played, he didn't share too much information.
Sure.
So these guys going to really get a break about what's going to happen, you know, this year with Barry, because I'm met some teammates that played with Barry, and he was very social to himself. He didn't share too much information.
Right.
Now he gets the chance to share all that good hitting with these kids, and hopefully that they take it up serious with him, because he was, and to me, the one of the best hitters I've ever seen in my life.
So yeah. He sure is. Unquestionably, he is by far one of the best players, one of the best hitters ever. Doesn't matter which way you put it together. Do you have any relationship, Lenny, with Barry from your playing days at all?
No, we just talked, and I kept telling him to keep the ball in the ballpark. You know, I didn't want to hurt us too much. But, you know, we already know how deadly he was, because every time we had a hitting meeting on hitters, we always just say walking. You know, don't give him nothing to hit. So, you know, I think it's going to be great for the kids to. I pretty want to sit in there in those hitting meetings and listen to what he had to say, because, you know, what made him so, you know, the hitter that he was and what he became as a great hitter. You know, even in his Arizona State days when I met him, he was just phenomenal. He was just that type of hitter. You know, he was a good hitter. But I can't wait to listen to the things that he have to say to the kids.
Yeah, unquestionably. And, you know, one more question on Barry, and I think you alluded to it a little bit, what it'll be like for some of these young guys and older guys as well. Lenny, a lot of these guys grew up watching him. They're now in the big leagues, and he'll be working with them. Put yourself for a minute back in a player's shoes. How exciting would that have been as a young player, having one of the greatest, if not the greatest hitters of all time, coaching you and picking your brain and having those guys around you every day?
It don't get no better than that. When I heard the news, I was pretty much surprised. I was like saying, man, these kids don't know how well they have it. Yep. You know, with a guy and his status and what he have done for the game and things like that. But it's like I said, I'm excited to hear him talk in meetings. I mean, it's awesome. You don't get anything like that, especially with this coaching staff. It's unbelievable. I'm sure this coaching staff have all the answers. We just need to get our kids motivated to play and win and just play Donnie baseball and see what happens.
Most definitely. In just a couple of more minutes with Marlins third base coach Lenny Harris tonight on the Marlins Hot Stove Show. Lenny, let's chat a bit about some of the players in which you've worked with and worked with last season here in Miami. From what you've seen, can D. Gordon follow up 2016 similar to what he did last season?
Without a doubt. He's one of the hardest working kids you ever want to meet. I remember playing with Juan Pierre, and I thought that, you know, Juan was the type of player that get there early and do extra work and things like that. But I tell you what, this kid is special. He loves to win. You know, when he have a bad game, it's like, you know, I have to, you know, just bring him back to reality, because he hates to lose. And that's what burns so much inside him, because he's come from a good family background. He loves to play. You know, he wants to win every game. He's excited about the game every time we play. He's always hyped. He's ready to go out there and win. And some of that rub off on the rest of the players, I think we'll be fine.
You know, and I think we watched him in April, and he was terrific, and he continued it into May and June and July. And Lenny, I think at some point we were all anticipating, okay, one of these months D. Gordon's going to have to hit 300 instead of like 350. Outside of the hard work, was it anything else you would attribute to D's success, because he was so incredible, or was it simply the amount of work and the amount of care that he has in his game?
It's not just the work that he puts on the field. It's the work that he puts in the video room. He comes in early, watch the pitchers, watch the pickoff moves. He watched the velocity of the ball, what it's doing, it's running or moving. But he's one of the most guys that comes in there, like Martin Prada comes in there, and he gets advice from veteran players like him to talk about what this guy would do and things like that. So he's learning each and every day, so I'm sure he's going to get better.
Lenny, you played the infield. You know what it takes to do it at the big league level. Do the Marlins here in Miami have the best duo up the middle in Adani Echevarria and D. Gordon in all of baseball from what you've seen?
The defense is there. There's no problem. There's no such thing as without no defense. That defense there, that defense can win a championship. Mm-hmm. We just need to be a little consistent at the plate, and I'm sure this team will be okay, because defense wins championships, and I always told those guys that. And I always heard it when I was a kid. So the defense is there. The outfield is solid defense. The infield is defense. We just need to just be a little more careful at the plate and be more selective.
Two more questions for you, Lenny. Unfortunately, he missed the entire half of 2015. But since meeting him and working with him on a daily basis, how impressed are you by Giancarlo Stanton, Lenny? Have you ever seen anything like him? I mean, he's a human specimen.
Definitely. I mean, I played with some big guys. I played with Dave Parker. I played with some strong guys, but never seen anything like this. This guy is a specimen. He comes in, he has his work habits that he works out in the gym. He gets his protein, whatever he needs. He's very limber for a big man. He can move around pretty good. You know, I think that's going to be a big plus for this team because we're all sitting there waiting for him to have a full season because every time when he has a little bad luck, it's like he's leading the league in home runs and RBIs. We just want to see him healthy for one season and see what we can do from there.
Lenny, what's it like to see Ichiro still playing baseball and now you're the dugout coaching?
It's amazing watching him because he stretches every inning. You know, he's a guy that has his own work gear downstairs below, and he's always working hard, and he continues to work. He hits, he throws, he long tosses. I mean, he might be a little younger than you think. I mean, the way that he does things to get himself prepared to play, it's amazing because I've never seen a guy stretch so much.
Lenny, on the way out the door, we'll let you go on this. The general construct of this team, I'm sure some players may get moved. We may see some new faces in spring training. But the general makeup of this ball club, that must make you pretty excited to see what this team can do if they can stay healthy in 2016.
Well, definitely. There's no more young now. These guys are built to win now.
Yep.
I think they got a little bit of medicine from it last year where things wasn't rolling well for him. I remember Yelich was, you know, pretty much pounding me, saying, man, I don't know what's going on. I said, you're going to end up hitting 300 because he never felt like he can struggle like this.
Yep.
And I said, you're a 300 hitter. You're going to hit 300. He looked at me like I was crazy. And he ended up hitting 300 for the season. And he said, man, you are right. I said, good hitters always find a way to bounce back. But these are things that we have on this ball club. When you have so much talent on this team, you have to always keep their spirits up and let them know that things are always going to work well for you. All you have to do is keep believing.
Well, Lenny Harris, we can't thank you enough for the time tonight. You were fantastic. Happy holidays to you and the family, and we'll catch up with you soon. Thanks again, Lenny.
All right. Thank you, guys.
There you have it. Lenny Harris, third base coach for the Marlins. Real funny and candid guy. It's always fun to chat a little baseball with Lenny during the season. One of the most prolific pinch hitters to ever play the game. He brings a wealth of knowledge to this staff. And now picture what he's going to do alongside Frank Menachino and Barry Bonds. And now Lenny will be primarily the third base coach, but he has a lot to offer with the bat as well. I'm sure some guys will continue to lean on Lenny if they're struggling at the plate, whatever the case may be. But Tim Wallach is the bench coach, Juan Nieves, the pitching coach, and of course the man in charge, Don Mattingly, certainly shaping up to be a fun 2016 season. And again, the winter meetings heating up this week. We'll have to see what plays out with the Marlins. They did make a couple of small moves. We'll get into them shortly. I'll be sure to let you know what took place before we get off the air tonight. Before we step aside for a couple of minutes, fans join the Marlins in celebrity chef Adrian Calvo at the second annual Taste of Miami at Marlins Park on Thursday, February 18th. Indulge in the stylish flavors of Miami with delectable culinary bites and premium spirits, craft beers and wines from the best local restaurants and breweries. The highlight of the evening will be a sizzling head-to-head live cooking competition between Miami's finest chefs and Marlins ballplayers. For more information on tickets and sponsorships, call 305-480-2550. Again, that number 305-480-2550, or go to marlins.com/tasteofmiami. And fans, being a Marlins season ticket holder, the only way to guarantee yourself access to the 2017 All-Star Game at Marlins Park. Place your 2016 Marlins season ticket deposit today and join the Fish family. You can guarantee All-Star Game tickets with as little as a 20-game mini-plan purchase. Call 1-877-MARLINS or go to marlins.com/tickets. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, you'll hear from Marlins President David Sampson, Marlins President of Baseball Operations Michael Hill, manager of the Marlins Don Mattingly, and the man himself, Barry Bonds, on his move to the Marlins. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to Marlins Hot Stove Show on 940 WINS and iHeartRadio.com.
Baseball's burning questions all winter long. Fire up the stove with the Marlins' Kyle Seeloff on 940 WINS, Miami Sports.
Welcome back to the Marlins Hot Stove Show. Always great to be with you on a Monday. The winter meetings are heating up. There's been a lot of activity the last 24 hours. Some big names finding new homes. No big name Marlins yet. Speculation again heating up that Jose Fernandez could be dealt. We'll just have to wait and see as the winter meetings run through this Thursday in Tennessee. Four shows in, we've had some great guests. Who knows, maybe even some new guests, new faces to the franchise in the coming weeks as the hot stove heats up in Nashville as we speak. Again, don't forget, if you miss any of our shows, feel free to go to marlins.com/podcast or the Marlins Hot Stove page on marlins.com, where you can click and play or download each and every episode in its entirety right to your mobile or connected device. Well, the Marlins coaching staff is in place for the 2016 season. That was finalized on Friday. Of course, Barry Bonds headlining the names. We'll hear from Bonds as well as the Marlins front office in just a minute. But first, let's take a look at the Marlins' newly assembled staff. The Marlins hired five new coaches to Don Mattingly's staff. Tim Wallach has been named the bench coach. Juan Nieves has been named the pitching coach. And Barry Bonds has been named the hitting coach. Bonds and the rest of the company joined Frank Menachino, who returns as the Marlins team assistant hitting coach. Pardon me. Also returning from the 2015 staff is first base and infield coach Perry Hill. We chatted with him a couple of weeks ago. Third base coach Lenny Harris, who was terrific in segment number one tonight. And bullpen coach Reed Cornelius. In addition, the Marlins have named Brian Schneider, a name that's familiar to most if you've followed baseball for a while now. He's been named the team's catching coach in Lorenzo Bundy, who Lenny Harris alluded to last segment. He's been named the team's outfield/base running coach. The announcement, of course, was made by the Marlins president of baseball operations, Michael Hill. Tim Wallach, the Dodgers bench coach under Mattingly the past two seasons after three seasons as the Dodgers hitting coach. Juan Nieves recently served as the pitching coach for the Boston Red Sox from 2013 until May of 2015. Of course, Barry Bonds started his first stint as a major league coach. He's going to start his first stint as a major league coach. Baseball's all-time home run leader with 762 career home runs. Brian Schneider joins the Marlins major league coaching staff after two seasons as the manager at Single A Jupiter. It'll be his first coaching stint. That was his Single A Jupiter stint. And Lorenzo Bundy served as the Dodgers third base coach for the 2014-15 seasons. Following three seasons as the organization's AAA manager, he was honored as the PCL's manager of the year back in 2012. Let's hear from Marlins president David Sampson, president of baseball operations Michael Hill, and manager Don Mattingly on the move to bring Barry Bonds to Miami.
Welcome. We're very happy today to be able to announce the staff. I did want to start by mentioning that very recently Jeffrey Loria came up with the idea to call Barry and talk to him about becoming a hitting coach, and that was really the ball that started this process rolling. I think you're going to hear from Don Mattingly about what his role is. He's our manager. It's such an important part of the offseason, and having Don be a part of this, working the staff, was critical. But, this is a very great moment for the Marlins because of what we think Barry adds as a member of the staff as a hitting coach. And that's what it's about. It's about making our team better. And I want to personally thank our owner for Jeffrey Loria for doing that and for opening that door as a possibility, something that maybe none of us had thought of as could be possible. And from thought come actions and reality, and that's where we are today. So certainly on behalf of him, I'm very thankful to have this announced so we can continue on with our off season. I'm here with Mike Hill, our president of baseball operations, who is obviously in charge of all that goes on. So that's it from my side, Michael, until the Q&A.
Good afternoon, everyone. Michael Hill here, and just want to echo the thoughts. We couldn't be happier to be finalizing our staff here today. It's something that, as we headed into the off season, we wanted to find the right leader, the right voice of our major league club. We felt like we were able to do that with the hiring of Don Mattingly, and we set forth after that point to fill out his staff. And I couldn't be happier that we are here today announcing now that our staff is in place. Now we can focus on heading to Nashville and doing the things to further improve our ball club. With that, I will pass it to our manager, Mr. Mattingly.
Good afternoon, everybody. Don Mattingly. Again, kind of a little bit of echoing of what everyone is saying. Extremely proud of the staff that we've been able to put together. It's been a process. It's been pretty much together, it felt like, for a while. the addition of, the loss of other teams of not hiring Tim Wallach is our gain. Tim, to me, is just a great baseball mind and someone that probably knows me and how I like to do things and how we'll be wanting to go about our business better than anyone. The addition of Juan Nieves, extremely impressive with talking with him and his knowledge of pitching and understanding of the things we want to do moving forward. Obviously, extremely happy to have Frankie back, Frankie Menichino, Reed Cornelius back, Perry Hill, a guy considered possibly the best infield coach of baseball. Also, Lenny Harris, Lorenzo Bundy coming over from L.A. With us to handle the outfield, and Brian Snyder, who to me is extremely important. We have a guy like J.C. Realmuto that we want to be able to continue to grow and move forward with. And obviously, last but not least, the opportunity to bring Barry on the staff. As we were able to talk in New York with Jeffrey and David and Michael, extremely impressed with Barry's just willingness to be part of this team and his excitement about being back and teaching. It's what I think we're going to be about. It's about teaching and developing and continuing to improve our club in any way that we can. And obviously, Barry, we look at it as a big part of that, so we welcome him. From there, I'll turn it back over to...
Well, there you have the remarks from the Marlins front office, including Don Mattingly. Let's now hear from the all-time home run leader. Following the front office remarks, the media did get a chance to ask Bonds questions, and the first of many over the course of about 10 minutes was simply, why Miami?
I was approached by Jeffrey Loria probably a month or so back, a couple months back, and he put the ideal in my head, and I thought that, I have to thank Dexter Fowler. I got to thank Alex Rodriguez because they were the first ones that actually put this thought in my head of that, I would, it was something I didn't think I'd want to do. Working out with them, I felt that I did a good job and I liked it. I enjoyed it. And so when Jeffrey Loria called me up and presented this opportunity to me, I gave it great thought. I thought about it for a long time. I talked with my friends and my mother and them, and I'm really excited about it. I said, I thought about my father, what my father's taught me, what my godfather's taught me. I want to give those teachings to these young kids.
Well, you hear Barry Bonds alluding to his godfather, Willie Mays, his father, Bobby Bonds, and he also mentioned Rodriguez and Fowler. He's alluding to Alex Rodriguez and Dexter Fowler, who he's worked with in the last couple of off seasons. Bonds' arrival to Miami will be his first coaching stint at any level since finishing his playing days in 2007, and Bonds was asked about his relationship with Marlins' new manager, Don Mattingly.
Well, Don and I only have a relationship by watching each other on opposite sides, because when we were playing, we didn't have the interleague game. So I've admired Donnie's career, watching him in the National League, and and he's watched me. I was younger then, and not as his talent. I had talent, but I don't think I was as talented at that time. But I've always had an utmost respect for Donnie. I think when Donnie asked me some questions about hitting, what my approach was, how I felt about the job, I think I may have answered the right questions for him, and that's the only thing that mattered, is what Donnie felt that my contribution would be to the team. Because like I would tell anyone, if I don't bring any value, you don't have to worry about me. I'll go home. And I told Donnie that from the truth of my heart. If you feel that there's something that I'm not doing right, or I don't bring any value to your staff, you don't have to ask me twice. And I just hope I'm able to bring value to his staff and bring some value to the ball club. And if I do that, then he was happy with what I said. So he said, I want you to be a part of my staff.
Well, think about this. Playing or not playing in the dugout at any given time this season, you'll have Barry Bonds, Don Mattingly, and Ichiro Suzuki, who's set to return to the Marlins this season, which is incredible. Back to Bonds, though, and this next question was fascinating, and I thought Bonds had a great answer. The question was asked whether or not he's ready to commit to the job, and what it was meant by that was Is Bonds ready to put in those hours? Is he ready to help others get to the ballpark early and leave late? Lenny Harris in segment number one tonight alluded to the fact that he didn't talk much when he was a player. He just went out there and he did his job. He did it great. One of the best ever. One of the best hitters ever. There's a perception that Bonds was a very selfish player when he was playing.
I'm glad that you brought that up because maybe I can change that myth. You know, this goes to tribute to my father, John. My father was a great instructor, and my dad taught me a lot. And he also taught a lot of players. And I got most of his teaching because I was there all the time. And, you know, as I got to thinking about this and, talking to my father's passed away and my mom and stuff, you know, the only way that I'm going to be able to do this or to give the information that I have in my brain is I got to be in the trenches with him. And that's what my dad did. That's what Willie did. And I feel that I need to be in the trenches with them to get their attention. It's easy to walk in for a day and say, okay, hi, you know, I'm Barry Bonds and I've done this and, you know, you can get their attention for a minute, but what can you fix in a day? What can you fix in 2 days? You know, but me being there day in and day out, I think I bring a lot to the table for them. And the only way I'm going to find out, I can't make any time. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if I'm going to be good at this or not. I'm not making promises, but I said I'm one thing, I will be dedicated to it. I will be there for them, and I will do the best that I can for them, but I need to be in the trenches with them to make it happen.
I'll tell you what, he's candid. He didn't hide from any questions, and he answered them. I mean, hey, he said honestly he's not sure if he's going to be any good at this, but I'll tell you what, if he is, look out, because there are some great ball players on this team, including Giancarlo Stanton, who Bond said he's looking forward to working with, as well as some of the younger guys.
I'm really up for the challenge. You know, like I said earlier, you know, I've done this before with two other ball players, and Alex and Dexter, and Kevin Francis, and a couple other guys. But you know, and I also worked for the week with the San Francisco Giants during spring training. And so I've had a little bit of background on what I've been able to bring to the table, and I'm excited about the opportunity with them. And it's not much to teach a Major League Baseball player. Major League Baseball players know what they're doing. It's just having them there and you being able to install something that's going to improve them throughout their career, and hopefully I am able to do that. I don't need to tell Stanton much. He's a great ball player. He's a great hitter. All I need to do is tweak a couple little things here and there and keep him motivated to keep moving. Some players, you know, I may have to work a little bit more, but that is my job. The focus for me now, I'm no longer a player. My focus is on them. And so my focus is to bring out the best in each and every one of those guys and try and be the best I can be for all of them equally.
Well, he was one of the best. There's no doubting that. But one thing we're not going to just hide from and not talk about, of course, is the steroid scandal that's followed Barry Bonds. I don't want to get into that in detail, but it's good to mention it as I lead into this next question he was asked. It's going to be very interesting to watch Bonds work this season. You can be sure people are going to have a lot of questions. He's going to be back in the public eye, back in the spotlight, and I'm not saying he's going to hide. I'm not saying he ever has, but he will certainly be very visible this season, which is why I thought it was very interesting when he was asked how comfortable he thinks he's going to be to get back into the big leagues in a uniform.
I believe so. I've been away for a while. You know, I love cycling. I can only ride my bike so much, and I love that sport. But baseball's who I am, guys. This is who I am. This is what I was raised to do. This is what God put me on earth to do, and this is what God blessed me to do. And the only way I'm going to find out is only if I try. I know some people are going to be upset. Some people are going to be happy. I can't make everybody happy. And that's just the bottom line. That's life. I learned that over time as years have gone on in my life that, you know, if I don't try, I won't know. And I'm going to try it and see, and hopefully I'm really good at it.
Well, I think we all hope he's going to be really good at it. No arguing. He's one of the best hitters ever, so it'll be interesting to see what he can do with some of these young guys this season. A big thank you to Lenny Harris in segment number one tonight. Don't forget, if you miss any of our Hot Stove shows, go to marlins.com/podcast. Every Tuesday afternoon, you'll have that show available to you in its entirety. Michael Kobiak, behind the glass, as always, doing a terrific job. We thank Mike for his work this evening. I'm Kyle Seeloff. We'll talk to you next Monday on 940 Wins and iHeartRadio.com.